everybody. Do it live.
You,
do it live.
Me,
them, everybody. Do it live.
You,
do it live.
You,
do it live.
Them,
everybody. Do it live.
You,
do it live.
You,
do it live.
You,
do it live.
Everybody,
do it live.
Please, won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor and friend.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. You made it to the Whistler. Yes, we can. Occupy. Never forget. Tim Tebow. We got it out of the way. We hit every point we needed to hit. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming out. This is a talk show. Have you been to a live talk show? You don't know why you're here, do you? You thought you were just going to have a delightful evening in the Whistler. And hopefully you will. If not, blame me. My name is Brandon. My last name is spelled a little differently than it should be. It's Weatherby. W-E-T-H. No way. Why no way? Because I'm a dumb immigrant. That's what it is, everybody. We're in Logan Square. We're all dumb immigrants, but we did it. We did it together. I have to apologize for the first 11 years of my creative life. Fuck, no, 13 years. 13 years of apologies. Right out of the way. Here's why I'm sorry. I was never good, period. Never good at what I did. I'm still not good, but I'm getting better. I understand that. But those first 13 years, I thought I was a Renaissance man. I could do everything. That was a mistake. Here's how I know it was a mistake. I spent a lot of years bartending. I was a bartender at this great place. It's called the Hungry Brain. And it's... Did somebody go, ooh? That's actually how, that's the theme of the Hungry Brain. I love that bar. I absolutely love it. I adore it. I love the people there. But here's the problem. Everyone there is supportive. That's not how life should be, especially in the arts, okay? Just because your friend thinks they're a painter, they're not necessarily a painter. Because I thought I was a painter. I made portraits and landscapes. Oh, they were so bad. I haven't painted in 4 years. I looked at those paintings on Christmas Day. I threw them away. I threw about 30 paintings away. Have any of you seen my paintings? No, there's a reason. They're not good. I thought I was a filmmaker. Ooh, I spent a lot of time making films. About 10 people in this bar were in those films. I'm sorry. They're not bad. That's the thing. Like, nothing I did was the worst. Because if it was the worst, I'd have some weird Vice-approved critical acclaim with an American Apparel lady on the back doing something with legs. But no, it was just bad. Now, I surrounded myself with supportive people because I didn't grow up with that. I grew up the right way, which is no support. Fuck you for trying. It's all who you know. Guess what, folks? It's not... Yeah, it's who you know. You're never going to get anywhere. How do you think those people met the people they know? They were nice. It's all rich kids. Just rich kids run everything. Rich, rich, rich. There's like, that is literally the 1%. That's not really a joke. There's like 1% of rich kids. Do you know how many of them you see on the television and on the radio and on the 7-inches? Zero. They don't do, they just stay in clubs with wood paneling. You're in the... There's exposed brick in this establishment. Do you think anyone from the 1% is in here ever? No, they laugh and have cigar. Do you know anyone that smokes a cigar? This lady is cringing. I love her. She's like, oh, I came on a date and now there's a guy screaming at me. This place is bougie as fuck. Where are you from, mitten lady? I'm from Chicago. Where in Chicago are you from? I'm from the south side by Midway. 64th and Narragansett. You're from Wrigleyville. Oh, fuck you, lady! No, you're the best. You're the best. I'm busy talking in the microphone. You're the best. Okay, so we're friends. Me and you, best friends. We're going to connect on OKCupid later. We're going to make a fucking match made in a weird not heaven, not purgatory, somewhere in the middle. Kind of like a Tim Tebow football game. You know what I'm talking about? No idea. Perfect. So, yeah, not supportive parents. So I was like, oh, I'll just prove myself. That was a mistake. I thought I was a musician. I played a few hundred shows. Once again, about 10 people in this bar have seen those shows. I'm sorry. Once again, not awful, far from good. Now, I get to do this talk show, and I'm not saying I'm good at doing the talk show, but I'm getting better, and I'm way better at this than I was for the first 13 years. And by your audible talking, I could tell I'm still not good. But once again, getting there. So I get to hang out on a stage with people that actually are talented. And I get to do it with someone that actually has talent speaking into a microphone. Now I'm setting the bar really high for you, Esmeralda. Good luck. You know, that lady from Wrigleyville thinks this place is too bougie. Why is it too bougie?
But she's here.
So you are here. Why is it bougie?
So then you are part of the bougie business.
The bougie business. Ooh. You know what else has alliteration besides bougie business? Tim Tebow and Twin Towers. Never forget. Anyways, we have a fantastic show. We have three people that are actually talented at what they do. We have Alex White. We have Aaron Weaver. We have music from the Halabays. It's going to be a fantastic show. Esmeralda is the co-host. Please put your hands together for Esmeralda, everybody.
Yeah.
Bridgeport Coffee Company was named the number one coffee house in Chicago by Time Out magazine, probably because their terrific artisanal roasts are complemented so well by their down-to-earth attitude. Try it yourself at 31st and Morgan in Bridgeport, or at fine retailers like Whole Foods or Jeans in Lincoln Square, or check out BridgeportCoffeeCompany.com.
Sound like a 50-year-old woman who smoked 10 packs of cigarettes a day, though.
Why would you... Wait, 10 packs of cigarettes? Do you know how
I don't know. I'm just assuming.
There's a movie named 10 Packs of Cigarettes.
Really?
200 cigarettes is 10
oh,
packs
is of cigarettes. That... I don't know, man.
It's a carton of cigarettes. That's impossible to do. Like, even Bukowski didn't do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think...
I did it.
All right, fair
without
enough.
Without smoking.
By the way, for the listener at home, this place is not bougie in the least. It's reasonably priced. We're not in a very nice neighborhood. We're not in a bad neighborhood, but this is not the Gold Coast. $8 cocktails. Oh, my God, it's so expensive. You're fucking high, man. These are.
She
really...
was wearing mittens that I think I wore in the fifth grade.
Well, so. She was also wearing fucking toddlers threw up on her tights. That's what it looked like.
And I love mittens. Don't get me wrong.
And I'm not making fun of people that wear tights and toddler vomit. I'm not that in shape.
Only if they yell at us.
I'm just jealous. Did you? She's got a figure.
I didn't notice.
I didn't either. Just trying to be nice for the listener at home. I'm sure she's a very nice woman. Did your computer just die?
Yeah.
All right, great.
Technology. Oh, it is coming back.
All right, good.
Coming back.
Esmeralda's the co-host. Because it's a late night style talk show, besides insulting the crowd, we also do news stories. So, Esmeralda, what are our news stories?
Well, one of them was the top pirated movies of 2011.
Ooh!
Yes, and I was looking at the list. And it all, I mean, the article's like, yeah, it looks like teenage boys. That's all they do.
Yeah.
Because the number one was the Fast Five. If you don't know what that is, it's the fourth installment.
No, if it's Fast Five, it's the fifth installment.
Oh, is it?
Well, why else would it be called Fast
Five? I don't
know.
There could be five people in it.
Nope. I don't think it was a small kitchen sink drama set in London in 1967.
It wasn't an ensemble cast.
Wouldn't it be great if Fast Six is a kitchen sink drama?
It's in just, a car. It just takes
it's
place
just
in
the Rock
car.
And Vin Diesel staring at Matchbox cars, questioning the meaning of life.
Anyway, that was the number one most downloaded movie. Second was I don't remember.
Fantastic.
It was a bunch of shitty movies, though.
Okay.
And then so it was like shitty movies from 1 to 5. So it was like Fast Five. Help me out here.
Transformers.
No. It was shitty movies. You okay, know the
when,
shitty
when
movies.
You, when you say help me out here and I throw
well,
something
I look
at
him
you
over there,
that could have fit, don't just say no.
Anyway, so it was shitty movies, and then from 5 to 10 were kind of okay movies.
Name one.
King's Speech.
Ooh, King's Speech. Oscar.
In 127 hours. It's like they all got smart at one point in the year, and were like, oh, maybe we should watch these Oscar-nominated films.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Those teenage boys grew up.
Oh, that's kind of a good story.
They were young and dumb in the beginning of the year, and then they grew up.
Yep.
And watched King's Speech.
Have you seen King's Speech?
I haven't.
You want me to do the movie for you really quick?
Isn't it just about stuttering?
Yeah.
Just stutter.
You got it. It's the true story of Stuttering John from the Howard Stern Show.
He's royalty. Okay.
Do you have any other stories?
I do, but it died again.
Well, give me the topics or something.
So the second story I found was a note to your future self.
Okay.
And it was this guy had done kind of a survey of all these old people, and the old people told him what to, you know, he's given us advice, stupid old people. I'm not going to listen to him.
That's true. Old people are dumb.
Well, one, it's dumb shit, like, don't drink and take too many drugs. It's like, well, screw you, old man. I'm going to do what I want.
That's right.
The other one was, don't gather any debt. Which is too late for that. Like, all of these are too late.
What is your debt in?
Oh, credit cards.
But,
school.
Like, I understand credit cards, of course. Yes, of course, credit cards. But what did you use the credit card to get debt from? That's an awfully worded sentence. We lost this one.
Eating.
We lost that girl. What?
I just ate.
You ate into debt?
I ate too much. I did.
Wow.
I think I did eat into debt.
Wow.
Too many restaurants. And not even good ones, like Chili's.
You went to Chili's by choice?
Yeah.
And used a credit card.
I love TGI Fridays. I got a card from TGI Fridays. Like the one that you get points.
You have like a frequent flyer card for Fridays?
I do.
That is the saddest thing I've heard all week. And I was with a woman that made me watch 20 hours of My Fair Wedding starring David Tutera.
I like
and
my
that,
most lives.
What you just said is the saddest thing.
The other one.
Do you leave? You just leave your house to go to Fridays, don't you?
Yes.
That's set. Don't do that.
And I would also, there's more, but
you know what I
don't.
Think about Fridays? It's too bougie for me.
It is. All that stuff on the walls. I wish I had those in my house. Moose heads and lacrosse items.
Wait. Lacrosse items. What are, name one
you
lacrosse.
You know, like that thing that catches the ball. The net thing. It's like a big stick.
That
with
is the
net.
Technical term, the net thing. Fantastic.
There was also another one, like, don't worry too much. It was like that stuff, and it's just like, shut up, old man.
Well, how could you worry when you're going to Fridays that often? I think that's actually a good
piece of advice. I know, because every day is a Friday.
That's not right.
Every time I go, it's Friday.
You should go to Sunday. Just go to straight
Sundays?
To, just get brunch and just never go to Friday.
That's too bougie.
All right, what's the final story?
And then the other one was for you.
For me?
Because you're getting married.
I am.
And I'm sure when you get married, you'll have babies.
You know, you don't need to be married to have babies.
Well, unless you have one within a few months.
Yeah.
It's going to be marriage and then babies.
Wait a second.
I got to preach.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to having babies, there's one way to do it, and that's the Tim Tebow way. Tim Tebow, Lord and Savior Tim Tebow, was recommended to be aborted by a doctor. This is not a joke.
Was that guy wrong?
His mother and or father were missionaries. They went to third world countries and they helped out. And they kept banging away and got pregnant. And the doctor said, lady, this kid's going to be all kinds of fucked up. Get rid of it. And she said, no, I'm too DIY for that. I'm going to do it the right way. I'm going to do it the Tim Tebow way. And that man ran through that hole into an under 50% completion rating, taking the Denver Broncos to the promised land. Yes, we can. Next story.
Is he in the Super Bowl? Is that happening yet?
No.
No, not
they're
at
gonna,
all?
They're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs.
Oh,
like,
okay.
There's no way that's going to keep going. But it's fun for now.
So, wait, my question is, what was wrong with him?
Tim Tebow, man.
Like, why do they want to abort him?
Okay, number one, if you're going to have a kid, you don't want him to be a left-handed thrower. Okay, he's a...
He
passes
like,
with his left hand. That's worked out for one corner quarterback. Steve Young is the only good left-handed quarterback. That's it. And he went to Brigham Young, which is also very Christian. Okay? There's not many Christian schools for left-handed quarterbacks. Number one. Number two,
so he made it through that hole left-handed.
He made it through the hole. He crawled out with that left hand. That was pretty much the only reason why they recommended.
He scraped that hole open.
Yeah, that's the only reason why they recommended terminating it. They don't like lefties. That's really it.
Are you left? I'm not left-handed.
No. Look at
weirdos.
What kind of weirdos are left-handed?
Did you know they die early?
Yeah.
They're more likely to die because of right-handed products.
That's God sorting it out the Tim Tebow way. Our first guest of the evening has no idea who Tim Tebow is. She's my favorite guitarist in all of Chicago. She is one of my favorite front people in all of Chicago. Please put your hands together for Alex White from White Mystery, everybody.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
How are you,
Happy
Alex?
Happy holidays. Very good. How are you doing?
I'm good. So, you're...
Who is Tim Tebow?
Okay. Tim Tebow.
Oh, God.
You ready for this, buddy? Nope. Fair enough. Tim Tebow is the quarterback for the Denver Broncos. He is in his second season.
Football?
Football. Okay. Denver Broncos is a football team. They're in Denver. Mile High Stadium. Because the altitude is very high.
Have you ever seen a DePaul Blue Demons basketball game?
Yes, have
Anyone?
You?
Yes, very exhilarating.
We went to DePaul together.
Yes. Kind of.
Are you glad you went to DePaul?
Are you asking me?
Well, I went there too.
All of us, actually.
He knows my stories.
Because mine is...
Did anybody here go to DePaul? All right. Blue Demons, how you doing? Hey.
Fair enough. That means nothing to me. So... You've been in a rock and roll band since you were in high school. You've wowed the critics. You've wowed the masses since high school. How does one do that? What made you want to start doing this?
Gosh, well, this week, White Mystery got a top album by Huffington Post, which was cool. Top five music video, weirdest music video on MTV.
Wait, what video?
Oh.
The birthday music video, it's on our website.
Good.
It's a birthday song. MTV voted it a top five premiere, and this week I got named a top 10 female guitarist by Guitar World magazine. So.
Oh!
Wow, in the world, wow, cool.
You've been... Are you still playing the same Rickenbacker you started on?
Yes.
Will you ever switch?
Gosh. It is something I would grab in case of a fire, for
really?
Sure.
Really? Is that your Lucille? Like, you're stuck with this red
yeah.
beast forever? Why Orange Amps? Aren't they, like, one of your sponsors or something like that?
Yes, the band is sponsored by Orange Amps, which is cool because it's my favorite color.
Yeah.
So it
Wait,
works out
orange
pretty
is
well.
Your favorite color?
Orange is my favorite color, followed by turquoise... Lime green and white.
What's the fifth?
Yellow, magenta, raspberry.
Not red.
Oh, red is not my favorite color, no.
Why not? What's wrong with the color red?
Is there anything wrong with red? No.
I'm asking you. This is your interview. I've never seen a guest hold the mic like you are. It's very fascinating to me. I can't possibly... You look like a misplaced mannequin right
now. It would be like someone should do a Henry Rollins like microphone during an interview.
Why don't you tell us about your travels around the world and how we're wrong about everything like Mr. Henry Rollins? The kids dig it. Sorry, that was stupid.
What do you mean?
Never mind. Okay, so Alex, right. We're going to have fun tonight.
So I want.
How long am I on this show for?
4 hours.
Okay.
It's a marathon.
What time is last call? Okay.
No, I saw you with your guitar. I was at the Halloween show you did at the Double Door. And your brother was trying to take it from you to break it on the floor. And you just held on to dear life to
did
that
Did you
thing.
See what he did with the white guitar?
I saw it. He broke everything except your precious guitar.
Yeah. I wish my brother Francis was here tonight.
Where is he?
Francis White. He's playing Skyrim.
What's, oh, God. Wait, what is that?
It's a video game.
Why would I know what video games are? Look at me. I don't know what these things are. Do you play video games?
I play Tetris. And
I'm with you. I like Tetris.
Also, Logan Hardware has the free play arcade and
really?
Pinball. Have you ever been there? Has anyone been to Logan Hardware? Super awesome. If you buy a record there... They let you into their vintage arcade museum where everything is set on free play and you can play infinite video games. It's awesome.
That is a good tip for the listener at home.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's serious. Okay, White Mystery is not on a label. You are your own label head.
Right.
Why did you decide to do it that way?
It's entrepreneurial. I like the creative process. We also make underwear and shirts.
You're the only band I know that had an art show for your merchandise.
Right. And graphic design.
Well, you're also part of Busy Beaver. Are you still part of Busy Beaver?
I've been a full-time musician for a year.
Oh, that's
since
fantastic.
Last January.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Still alive.
Okay. What are you doing? to the listener at home, she was doing a mini Roger Daltrey for about 10 seconds. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Do you miss playing not with your brother? I mean, you've been in a lot of bands. You had the Red Orchestra for a while. You were in Hot Machines.
Right.
Didn't Hot Machines play a show last year for the first time in a while?
We played with No Bunny.
Okay.
At the Empty Bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Do you miss playing with other people, or do you like staying in the two-piece?
I collaborate with people all the time.
Yeah.
Tomorrow in the Chicago Reader, they're going to premiere new recordings I did that are gospel black metal songs called Righteous Love. They're on download called Righteous Love. It's like crazy, heavy, God-fearing black metal.
But they're gospel songs.
Right. With like a choral arrangement.
How did that come about?
I had a deal with God and followed through on making these recordings.
Is that why you went to DePaul University, which is Catholic?
Right, but I'm a...
She has a lot in common with Tim Tebow than more than she thinks.
Yeah, you're like...
Really?
You're the musician version of Tim Tebow.
Is that true?
No, you'll be horribly offended if you actually believe that, and I apologize.
Okay.
You guys played a crazy amount of shows this year. Something like 120?
Yes, we played 120 shows around North America, and next year we're playing South by Southwest and doing a two-month nationwide tour, which will be rad in San Francisco, Seattle, Vancouver, Missoula, Denver, Austin, Texas.
Did you just highlight your upcoming Missoula show?
Yes, it's Missoula, Montana rules. Shout out to Missoula, Montana.
Yeah.
Ow!
Yes, we can, Missoula.
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Do you like this pace? Do you like always being on the road, or you just want to be in Chicago sometimes?
Chicago totally rules. I like going to the Owl and like staying up until 5 in the morning and partying my ass off here.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Cool.
And Chicago's great. I love hot dogs. those are readily available. Life is good. But it's fun traveling and playing shows and making new friends everywhere you go.
Would you ever move?
To New York, maybe, but
really?
I have a building here with my brother, so...
Oh, that's cool.
My roots run deep, but I like to, you know, get around.
You're playing with one of my other favorite Chicago bands at the Shubas.
At Shubas, it's January 15th.
January 15th at Shubas, it's Mannequin Men and White Mystery. It's part of the Tomorrow Never Knows Festival. What are you staring at? Nothing has changed.
I was checking out these multicolored lights. They're pretty sweet.
Are you easily distracted? you just waved the microphone at the lights. I don't know what you're trying to get out of them, but you're fantastic.
Thanks.
For the up-and-coming, for the 14-year-old, what should they be doing if they want to like do what you do for a career? What one piece of advice would you give your 14-year-old self?
For all of the 14-year-olds in the audience?
No,
right
fuck
now.
The audience, the podcast listener.
Perseverance pays off.
Does it?
For sure, yeah.
Okay.
Just keep doing what you're doing, and it'll snowball into success for you.
You're a very positive lady.
Thank
you. Did you have anything else you wanted to plug or anything?
We're on TV constantly on NBC 5.2 right now.
You're
on
JBTV.
Yeah.
You and, was it the same episode
crazy.
As J.C. Brooks?
Yes.
That's a great band.
JBTV is like a long-running rock and roll program in Chicago. Like Smashing Pumpkins, Radiohead, Liz Phair, all of these amazing bands made their, you know...
Television debut.
Yeah, on JBTV. It's run by this guy, Jerry Bryant, who's just a super fan. He's like a total old
hippie
guy.
He looks like Jerry Garcia when Jerry Garcia was alive.
Yes, and he has an amazing TV studio and heritage and video archive
yeah.
that he's developed.
He's a nice man.
And it broadcasts, like I said, constantly on TV. If you want to see us play live, it's on television like 18 hours a day.
That's almost
on
as
NBC
much as I watched
5.2.
My Fair Wedding with David Tutera. Do you know what that show is?
I don't. What is
good
that?
Good for you.
I just watch The Simpsons constantly.
Yeah, but that's good. Like, we all know that catalog.
Do you ever do karaoke on your talk show?
No. Do you want to do some?
No, but that might be a good idea for some people later if they want to.
Oh, no. We lost this crowd. All now right. it's just, let's say...
It's been fun, though. actually, if you grab a Whistler paper, those are really cool on your way out. I have cards, and thanks for tuning in to real life on a stage in a room with other people.
Alex,
thank you.
Don't stop playing. I love seeing your band.
Thank you.
For the listener at home, check out White Mystery whenever you can, because I've seen them in D.C., and you don't half-ass it. You were like 15 dates in, playing a shit room, and you fucking delivered. And it's not that common.
Right,
so
well, everyone
playing.
Should come to Shubha's January 15th. It's our next show with the Mannequin Men, who really rule.
Love that last
awesome
record.
Awesome Chicago band for the TNK Festival.
There you go.
Shubha, so thanks.
WhiteMystery.com.
Thank you.
WhiteMystery.com.
WhiteMysteryBand.com.
Alex White, everybody.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, thanks for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. I'm butting in to let you know that I write a weekly column for this website called Brightest Young Things. The name of the column is called Behind the Desk, and it's pretty much whatever is applicable to this talk show or talk shows in general, things that I find fascinating. It goes up once a week at brightestyoungthings.com, and you can find every column at youmethemeverybody.com. So if you haven't been to the website in a while, that's an excuse to go. Once again, it's called Behind the Desk. It's a weekly column I write, and I'd really appreciate it if you gave it a glance. Thanks for listening, and back to the show.
Coming to the stage, he's a very funny man, he's a subtle man, he's a slow man, he's a smart man. Please put your hands together, everybody, for Aaron Weaver, everybody. Aaron!
Thank you all for coming out tonight to see me. All right, hey, what up, people in the back? All right. well, let's get started. I just turned 28. Anyone else? Yeah, dude, I just turned 28. That's crazy. I'm getting fucking old, man. My friend came up to me, and he's like, I'm fucking old. My friend was like, dude, age ain't nothing but a number, bro. Don't even worry about it. I was like, dude, you're fucking retard. Shut up. What's wrong with you? And he's like, why would you say that to me? And I was like, don't worry, bro. Words ain't nothing but letters. Letters ain't nothing but ink. Ink ain't nothing but octopus juice. You're getting upset over octopus juice. Oh, my God. It's crazy. I think girls who swallow are kind of like cannibals that eat real young people. What, dude? It's a cool cannibal, right? Hey. Oh, shit. Shit, are we feeling it, Whistler? Are we feeling it? No. Are we feeling it, podcast? All right, I heard you. I feel it. Oh, my God, what else? I was just thinking about these old commercials. You guys remember these commercials about this is your brain on drugs? Like that dude. He'd be like, he'd have an egg in his hand. He'd be like, this is your brain. I think that'd be funny if he just stopped right there. This is your brain. You're fucking dumb, dude. It's just an egg. But it doesn't stop there. He keeps going. He's like, this is your brain. And he cracks the egg, puts it in a frying pan. He's like, this is your brain on drugs. It's kind of a weird analogy because that's the best thing you can do with an egg is crack it and eat it. I should have just shot to an omelet like, this is your brain on drugs. Looks kind of good. I should have started with a fucking paintbrush and been like, this is your brain. And then shot to the Sistine Chapel like, this is your brain on drugs. That's what you want with your life. Damn. Living a crazy fucking world. Oh, my God. Crazy world. Thanksgiving just passed. I was with my niece, and she was on this website. You can send Ethiopians, like starving Ethiopians, Thanksgiving food on Thanksgiving. Through this website, you get to contribute to the cause, you know? And I was doing that with her. Right after we did that, we turned on the TV, and we watched Cincinnati's 7th Annual Turkey Bowl. That's where they take food that could keep someone alive and they roll it through the dirt and try to knock down bowling pins. It's pretty awesome. I guess The winner of that gets to take a bath in the AIDS vaccine, so it's pretty tight. Pretty tight. You know what I'm saying, girl? Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying. Oh, fuck. It's crazy, man. People believe in ghosts. You guys believe in ghosts? Yeah, one guy. I don't know if ghosts are real, but if they are, here's my question. If ghosts are real, when was the first ghost? All right, was it like the first person that died? Or did ghosts start with like monkeys, then evolve with us? It was like, yo, dude, don't go up that tree. That's the most haunted tree in Africa. You get up on the middle branch and it gets real cold. You start to feel something picking at your back. That's Barnaby. That's the first ghost. What? I don't give a fuck. That's what I say when I do give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I totally give a fuck. Why do I give a fuck? I don't give a fuck. Ghosts are cool. I think people are more scary before they die. I think it's crazy what amazes people these days. Are you guys ready for this social commentary bar? About to get your brains fucking whatever. Shaken up for an... All right, anyways. It's crazy what people find amazing. Like, I was at work, and this chick was all like, oh, my God, Kim Kardashian just got divorced already? This is so crazy. Oh, my God, the world's nuts. I was like, yeah, that's kind of weird, but you want to know what's really crazy? Is you got a fucking skeleton inside of you. Right now. That's fucking crazy. We all got skeletons inside of us. It's fucking scary, man. It's scary. I think we're made of all these layers, and I think each layer by itself is scary. All right, like a skeleton by itself, fucking scary. All right, skin by itself, holy shit, that's totally scary. Organs by themselves, I'm calling my mom, you know? But you put them all together, and I want to stick my penis in it. It's so weird. So crazy. Bodies are fucking nuts, man. Give it up for your bodies. Everyone who's listening, give it up for your bodies. All right. Yeah, fuck yeah, you guys got bodies. All right. Let us know. We all got faces, though. And you're right. It's funny. That's the funny part. Faces are fucking crazy because we all have faces, but none of us can see our own face naturally. Like, we weren't built to be able to do that. You could try to look, like, really fast, but you could never catch it. You know what I mean? And it's weird. I bet there's, like, a lot of animals out there that don't have access to mirrors. They're probably all like, what the fuck do I look like? I think that's why birds run into windows, you know? I think that's why fish jump out of the water, you know, just to see themselves. They're probably all like, yo, I look cool as fuck. No, you don't. You're just jumping. See yourself, you're not jumping. You look dumb, you stupid fish. Oh, shit. Fish are crazy, man. Fish are crazy. What else? Anyone here ride the bus? Fuck yeah. All right. You're getting wild. No, go for it. Let it out. Let it out. Fuck yeah. You ride the bus. I ride the bus. The thing I hate about riding the bus more than anything is missing it by like 2 seconds. You get up there and it just flies right by you and it's gone. And your heart drops and you feel like shit. And you got to sit there for like 20 more minutes. And think about what you did that took 2 seconds that you didn't need to do. It's like, damn, dude. I was almost out of the door when I stopped, turned around, and strummed my roommate's guitar one time. Shit, I could have put the toaster on 3 instead of 4. I would have made it. I have to stop and read that inspirational quote. Early bird gets the worm. Knock the early bird likes his toast brown. Shit, worms aren't in the bus. It's cool, man. Oh, my God. This is awesome. I like worms, though. I would say in everyday normal situations, in reality, if a bear and a worm got into a fight, I think a bear would win, right? Like, no problem. But in gummy world, I think a worm would kick a bear's fucking ass. Like, no problem, man. And everything reverses in gummy world. That sucks for the bear, because he was cool, you know? It's weird. It's like, he was awesome in real life, but if you put him in a gummy world, he's a bitch, you know what I mean? And that sucks for him, but for some of us, it's good. Because if you're ever feeling down, you ever feeling out like a stupid little worm, do what I do, man. Put your hope in gummy world, all right? Because in gummy world, the laundromats have to get on their bikes and ride to your house in the rain and give you quarters. What? Dude, in gummy world, gangs of teenagers cross the street to avoid you right after they put an iPod back in your pocket. Dude, in gummy world, men downtown with the megaphone say shit that makes sense. Like, I don't really know where gay people go when they die. God has never said anything directly to me. I heard it from a guy who heard it from a guy who heard it from a guy. And now I'm telling you, and if you want to live my life, grab a pamphlet. It's got cartoons that scare you. In gummy world, all these people would fucking shut up. What? Well, we don't live in gummy world, do we, folks? No, we don't. We live in Chicago, a city that's making me mean, man. I'm from a small town. I remember when I first moved here, I'd actually walk by people on the street and say words to them. Like, hi. I did that shit. Now if someone comes up to me, I don't care who it is, my first word is just, no. But I just want directions. No, you're just going to use those directions to get drugs. Me and my basketball team just need a, shut up, you don't have a basketball team. You got a crumple up piece of paper. You're 45, get away. Dude, I don't think people are supposed to be cooped together all the time, you know? Sometimes I feel like I got 3.5 million shitty roommates, you know? And these fucking vegans come up to you with these pictures of these chickens, like, oh, look at these chickens, bro, they're all squished together, you should save them. It's like, dude, I like the chickens too. But look, it's you. After you finish handing out your flyers, you're getting on a bus crammed with 1,000 people. You're going to go home to your studio apartment that's shoved into the ground with 75 apartments stacked on top of it. And you're going to talk about the fucking chickens? Dude, you are the chicken. You need to hand out pictures of yourself. Oh, my God. All right. I hope the podcast is loving this. All right. You guys realize that drinking water out of a straw is the exact opposite of snorkeling? Did you know that? Did you know that? Now you know. I hope you do something useful with that information. Zay. Anyone here single? Anyone? Any single people? No? I have a hard time believing that. Everyone out here is in their best flannel, fucking shoved together. And you're trying to tell me, oh, you got a tie? We got a tie? We got a fucking flannel tie. And you're not single. A swipe tie. Stripe tie. I don't know why I waved it around when I said flannel. I have glasses. Can't see. But I do have them on. It's hard being single, man. It's hard trying to find people to fucking have sex with you sometimes. That's what I hated about being single the most. It gets in your head after a while. If you can't get laid, you like start thinking like, dude, I got a thing that goes out. You got a thing that goes in. And it feels really good when you put them together. Like, why's this shit gotta be so complicated, you know? It's not like you buy a puzzle and you separate all the pieces and then you check their horoscopes and shit before you put them together. And then if the puzzle pieces are awkward, it's not like you set up a Match.com profile for it. Like, describe yourself. Oh, I'm pretty much a square with a curved tip. Oh, what's that? You slightly round with a weird hole? Oh, shit, girl. We're gonna fit together perfect. And then you meet her and she ain't slightly round. You know, she's really round. Fucking puzzle piece lied. You gotta soak them in beer just so they fit. It's the worst, man. I think you just gotta be yourself out there. You just gotta be you. And I was recently tested, all right? I was tested hardcore yesterday at breakfast about being myself, all right? I ordered the eggs. This lady was like, how would you like those cooked? Over easy? I almost said yes. But then I remembered who I was. All right, I'm a man. Who beat Mario 5 on expert. All right, Halo 3, I defeated the entire Covenant army on the hardest setting possible. So if it's easy, it ain't me. I'll take my eggs over legendary. All right, thank you guys. It's been great.
Get out of your host. Everybody, sit down, buddy. Sit down really quick.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Aaron, I've never heard anybody say AIDS vaccine and then what's up, girl, in that order.
That's the old one, too.
Has it ever worked out?
Oh, it worked out tonight. Everyone laughed really hard.
It was really good. Yeah. What small town are you from?
I'm from Lapeer, Michigan. It's by Flint.
Oh, that's sad.
I know. It's a pretty bad place. Have you ever been there?
I've driven through.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, man. A lot of boarded up windows.
Yeah, so it's like the south side or the west side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Do you live on the south side or the west side?
I live on the near west side.
Where do you live?
Ukrainian Village.
Oh, do you like it?
Yeah, man.
What's your favorite bar?
Oh, my God. I live by the Black Beetles.
Ooh.
That's pretty fun. Yeah, claps for that. It's pretty cool. I like insects, so.
That's good.
Yeah, it works out.
You're funny. How did that start?
How did it start? I don't know, man. I was just myself.
Wow, mean, that's
people laughed, so, you know.
It's an awful answer. I apologize for asking. It's not a fair question either.
It's a hard question.
It is. I apologize.
How did that start?
Aaron, you're very funny. Where can people see you or follow you? You're not on Twitter, are you?
I'm not.
Get on Twitter, man.
I got to get on there, man.
You're funny. You're full of one-liners.
You're right, man. I got to do it.
Do you want people to friend you on Facebook or anything like that?
Sure, yeah. Friend me on Facebook.
Aaron Weaver, A-A-R-O-N, Weaver, spelled correctly.
Right.
You're funny, man. Keep it up.
Thank you, sir.
That's it.
All right.
Aaron Weaver, everybody!
Every month at The Hungry Brain, You, Me, Them, Everybody presents 8x8, a show featuring 8 performers performing 8 minutes each. Stand-up comedy, singer-songwriters, sketch groups, writers, improv troupes, a mixture of everything that's good about the Chicago arts scene. Please visit youmethemeverybody.com for full lineups and schedules.
Please put your hands together. Never forget the Halamaze, everybody! Occupy.
you're a very supportive audience. Like a good bra.
they're right behind you. Could you wait for me? They're running out of time. Now I can go. If I'm dragging you down to pass to this road, one of us is bound to be found this time around.
Song, and typically we wouldn't do this, but we were supposed to play at the Christmas show at the end of November, but I had an unfortunate family death in my family, and we had to travel all the way back to the Northland of Canada for that, so we didn't get to play it for the show, and we wrote it specifically for the show, so we decided tonight, since it's still relatively close to Christmas, and people are maybe still somewhat festive in the spirit of the holidays, we would play the song, and it's really about being a 20-something and going home for Christmas, and how it's not quite the same as when you were a kid. So it's called Christmas When You're Older. Hope you like it. You can also download it on our Bandcamp free for the holidays next year if you want. Put it on your rotation. Of having fun, just think of all the things that it gets in the way of. Traveling has really lost its charm. Instead of getting presents, you just get a million questions about. Rather just stay
mall. Santa's at the mall. Santa's at the mall. But Santa doesn't care at all. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. When you're older, it's Christmas. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. When you're older.
Thank you.
The Hallamaze have albums for sale. How much are those albums? $5. Well, that's a steal, everybody. Honestly, thank you so much for playing the show. I'm really, really, really glad you did. And I'd love for you to play the holiday show next year. It was fantastic. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The Hallamaze, everybody. Check them out. Aaron Weaver. I love Aaron Weaver. Man, follow him now. I mean, he's got to start Twitter, but then follow him because he'll be funny, maybe. And Alex White, holy shit. If you've never seen White Mystery, you got to see her. And even if you don't see White Mystery, see Hot Machines or another one of her bands. She's fucking whales. She's the kind of a guitarist when you see her like, I'm never going to play guitar again because she's that good. Maybe that's the worst way to plug somebody. Oh, well. And here's the thing about the Whistler. Okay, for the listener at home, not bougie, just nice, okay? It's fucking nice. Here's the thing. You can't be bougie when you have crazy fancy cocktails and they're $8. And if you scoff at $8, you're insane because you're not in the first world. And if you're not in the first world, here, I'll explain it to you differently. They have Pabst for $2, okay? Once again, that levels the playing field. I don't care where you're at. $2 Pabst, you can't be bougie. And to Mittens, I'm sorry, but fuck off, man. Go back to Wrigleyville. She did. She walked really early. Really bougie? Fuck that lady. I got to cut all of this out of the end. Hold on. I need to find a clear. Thanks for coming, everybody, and have a wonderful night.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.